Yes, in other words, you don't join the parade until you know what it's about. So that's a safeguard against being carried away by populism, which is always propagandized and then given media embellishment. And the perpetrators or the proponents of it all have a stake in the profit of it, prestige or money or bigger contributions or whatever.
The second safeguard is awareness, that ordinary mentalization is unable to discern perception from essence.
Yes, that's the most important one. What a thing looks like and what it is are very often quite unlike. If I tell you Harvard Law School, you go, oh. If I calibrate Harvard Law School and I tell you it calibrates right now about 190, you go, oh. Why? Because you don't know what's going on there. And then you begin to research it. You find the recent political history, the schools of social work. Unless you teach far-left indoctrination, your school of social work doesn't get approved. So, there you go. You want to know what happens when you let politics loose and people will have no integrity? That's what happens with it. You're all going to become communists whether you like it or not, but we're not going to call it communism. We're going to call it social justice. There you go. Isn't that brave sounding, like around the maypole, like I said, oh, social justice. What you mean is Marxism, cultural Marxism. Everything is divided into perpetrator, victim. People don't suspect they're being programmed. They just sit there being programmed. They don't realize they're being programmed. In the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, and the serpent came along and tempted Eve, you see? And my feeling is that it was her innocence. Her vulnerability was her innocence, the trustingness of the inner child. Now, the serpent knows that the weakness of the child is curiosity. Come here, little girl, and I'll show you how this works. So the serpent seduced her where he knew she was not conscious and not defended. Now, the only defense she had was if she abided by God's edict to obey the Lord. So it said that it was due to disobedience. Well, the obedience was a way of protecting her from the ignorance and the vulnerability of her innocence. Like you tell a child, don't walk across the street without holding my hand. Because the child in innocence thinks if he walks across the street, the cars will put the brake on. So the only thing that protects the child is the authoritative statement of the parent until the child's own sense of reality grows up and sees that you can't walk across the street without looking both ways. In the meantime, there's only the authority of the parent. So Eve's innocence was her vulnerability, and her character defect was a disobedience to God, which would have protected her against the vulnerability of her narcissistic ego. But it just said it's factually so. He didn't throw her out of the Garden of Eden. She fell out of it.
And the third safeguard is knowing that the wolf often hides beneath sheep's clothing.
That's what we've been talking about. Social justice is nothing but rerun Marxism, period. And the reason that school of social work removed the name Marx is because they thought there would be political objection if it was acknowledged where it came from. The Marxian dialectic calibrates at 130. In all the calibrated books of the Western world, it is the one outstanding of all the books which calibrate an average of 440. Suddenly, Marx is there at 130 and Engels is at 200. Well, the Western civilization was built on the great books of the Western world, the Enlightenment, the intelligence, the intellect. So if you take all that down, what can you do? You can regress then. So the society now is regressing. If you can follow a philosophic teaching that calibrates at 130, how are you going to maintain the benefits that arose out of a society that calibrated at 440? All the gifts of the modern world arose out of, actually, the intellect in the great books of the Western world. So now, if what brought you success you're going to throw overboard, then how are you going to run the ship?